You want fries with that? The answer may be, sorry, you can't have them. Cold and wet weather has wreaked havoc on potato crops in North America, and the continent's French fry supply could be in jeopardy. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Frank Muir, President and CEO of the Idaho Potato Commission. Thanks a lot for talking to us. This can't be. How bad is this shortage?
Well, Rebecca, I hope I can minimize some of the fears that are out there right now about French fry shortages. There has been a weather challenge this year. It's affected not only Idaho, but other states in the U.S. and also some provinces in Canada. It's not unusual to have weather challenges. That's one of the difficulties you have in managing a crop that you only harvest once a year. But I can only really speak for Idaho, but Idaho represents about one-third of all U.S. potatoes, and of course we like to think they're the best potatoes in the world, and consumer research backs that up. So whenever there's questions about potatoes, obviously the Idaho Potato Commission gets calls about it. So I'm going to give you a little bit of information about the Idaho potato harvest. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
So this year we harvested about 308,000 acres. That's down just about 2,000 acres, so it's not a lot down from last year. But our yield per acre continues to go up over year over year. We just, our growers learn how to be more sophisticated. Our seed gets better, and we just learn how to get more potatoes out of every acre. So it isn't unusual for the acres to go down just a little bit. Where the impact happened was in October, and we start harvesting in Idaho, depending on which part of the state you're in, the latter part of the summer, late summer into early fall, and then all the way through October. But we got hit on the eastern side of our state, which is where a majority of our potatoes are harvested, on October 9th through 11th with a pretty significant frost. And that did impact the potatoes that were still in the ground at that point. But it's important to note that before that frost hit, 85% of our crop had already been harvested and were safe in their storage facilities. So it's important to note that 85% was safe. Of that 15% that remained, anywhere from 3% to 30%, and in some cases a complete loss of fields, was reported due to frost. Once your potatoes freeze, have a major problem, you obviously can't really utilize them. But that 85% represents about 13 billion pounds of potatoes. And that's with a B. And just to put that in perspective, in the city of Boise, we play the famous Idaho Potato Bowl game every year in Albertson Stadium, where the Boise State Broncos play. And if you were to put that 13 billion pounds of potatoes and stack it up in Albertson Stadium, it would go from end zone to end zone 1 mile high. So we still have a lot of potatoes here in Idaho to provide consumer needs across the U.S., not only for French fries, but for fresh potatoes and all their needs on retail and food service. Will it be a little tighter than a normal year? Probably a little bit. People ask, will prices go up? We have seen the demand on our fresh potatoes go up a bit, and which is good for farmers. Growing potatoes is not easy. It's very costly. And so to see a little bump in prices helps our growers. But potatoes are never seen as an expensive item in the grocery store. It's probably the most economical produce item you can buy for the nutrition nutrition return you get for your dollar spent.
Economical and delicious. Well, we thank you for that full roster of information on potatoes. We're glad to hear that there won't be quite a crisis. Thanks very much to Frank Muir, President and CEO of the Idaho Potato Commission.